Thank you for the call to Baked to Cardiff. This is Dennis. How may I help you?
Hi, Dennis. Calling about your mailer that you sent to us.
Absolutely. I can look into that for you. Did they give you a reservation code on there by any chance?
2311-2100. Excuse me, 2101-0021-4042.
So I have 2311-2101-0021-4042.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. And that's for Hall and Associates Logistics?
Yes, sir.
All righty. Are you guys a transportation company then?
The logistics is a brokerage.
Brokerage, okay. So brokers for transportation, though?
Uh-huh, yep.
Okay, that makes sense. A little bit familiar with your company, your industry. I mean, I got a buddy who basically does that as well. He works for, I can't think of the name of the company. It's four letters. I'll think of it eventually. But we didn't have your name in the file here. What was your name, sir?
Timothy Hall.
Timothy? All right, Timothy. And this is your mobile number that you called in from, or is this, okay. If you have a pen available, I can give you my direct number in case we get disconnected.
Okay. I'm ready.
So my name is Dennis, and my direct number is 858-519-5315. Mm-hmm. And that's direct. There's no extension or anything. So if you call back and I don't answer, just leave me a voicemail, and I will give you a call right back. So looking at this, Timothy, it looks like, I feel like Tim, looks like you guys are pre-qualified with us. We have financing for either equipment. We also have some working capital financing as well. If you want to tell me a little bit of an idea of what you guys are looking into, I can help steer you towards what might benefit you the most with us.
Sure. Well, we do have two companies, the logistics side and then a trucking side. And so on the trucking side, we are looking at purchasing some new trailers or newer trailers. So we are interested in some capital for that. On the brokerage side, we are we have expanded, you know, our employees and different things, and we are looking for some operating capital.
Okay. Well, we have both programs available. As far as equipment goes, you might be familiar with the type of loans you may be taking out in the past. It's basically like a car loan, for lack of better words. It's traditional, anywhere from 2 to 5 years, one monthly payment. Is that kind of how you guys did that in the past, or did you have some sort of like master lease or something like that where you could just add on to it? Because we have that available also, depending on how much you wanted to add on to the business as far as equipment goes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you're probably familiar with that then. And then working capital, was there a specific amount that you were looking for the working capital?
Well, probably around $50,000.
$50,000, okay. So with the working capital, the way we lend is we lend a percentage of the annual sales. Usually it's around anywhere from 6% to 10% of your company's gross annual sales. Do you happen to know off the top of your head what you guys did last year?
Last year we did $500,000 or $480,000 or something like that.
Okay. So you'll be right in that ballpark then. You should be right around $50,000, maybe even a little bit more, but I'd say $50,000 shouldn't be a problem at all as far as the actual working capital goes.
Mm-hmm. We've now, for the craft this year.
Oh yeah, it sounds like if you're adding some more equipment, it's always a good sign when you hear, transportation industry growing, because that means everything else is growing too. Mm-hmm. It's one of the first ones to go when it is bad. But do you guys use a specific vendor for your equipment, or go to auctions or anything like that?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, no, we're looking at this national haul or nationwide haul. Right now.
Okay. And they've got everything you guys are looking for?
Right.
Okay. Have they provided you with any quotes or invoices or anything like that?
No, they have prices. What we're wanting to purchase, it's listed on the internet.
Is it okay? We can actually use those print off site. You could probably email me their website, or if you just click on their link and print that off. Just because my underwriters like to, they don't, I guess for lack of better words, they just like to see what the company's purchasing. Although it'd be common sense that you guys are a logistics company, it would be for equipment in that industry, but that gives them an idea. And if the equipment changes later on the road, that's absolutely fine. It just, they'd like to see something to kind of relate it to what you're looking to purchase. Do you have an idea of how much the total equipment cost would come out to you?
Well, we're looking at two trailers at the moment, and I mean, it's roughly 30 a piece. So 60,
okay.
5,000, somewhere in there.
60, 65, okay. Not a problem. We could probably bundle that into one loan for you instead of doing two. That way, if you prefer that, we can just consolidate for you and have one payment instead of two there. But, Tim, for what we actually...
Depends on which company you want to go through. It's really up to you guys.
We can use multiple vendors. I've had up to, for a restaurant one time, I think seven at one point. They had somebody that got their chairs through, somebody got their stove through, somebody got their hood through. So there was, you know, we were able to get it all into one payment from them.
About my company. I was referring to my company. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Yeah, absolutely.
The logistics side and the trucking side, the two different tax numbers.
Oh, are they? Okay, so there's two different entities. Okay, yeah, we can actually do the working capital on the logistics, and we can do the equipment on the trucking. It's not a problem. You can just print off. Actually, what I'll do is I'll send you two different applications. One will be specific for the working capital, and one will be specific for the equipment.
No.
You know what? I'll just send out the working capital one. We don't.
Yeah, the logistics company. It's not even a year old.
Is it? Okay.
We just opened it. I think it was December something. We didn't even have any transactions last year. So I'm not sure you'd want to look at that company or not. So.
Well, the good thing about our working capital loans is... Yeah, we can actually do the loan, the working capital loan on the trucking company as well. And being that it's more established, it'll be a better option for you. And you can delegate those funds however you need to. We don't monitor the use or where you use them. So if you want to use it on the logistics company, absolutely you can do that. Do you happen to know what the gross revenue was for the logistics company last year, by any chance?
Oh, the logistics, there was none.
I mean, no, I'm sorry, the trucking company.
Yeah, that was $500,000 I mentioned earlier.
Okay, so yeah, that then you're going to end up right where you wanted as far as working capital. $50,000 or more would be very feasible in that case. But I guess the next step would just be to get everything out to you that we'll need back, and I can start doing my homework on our end. Did you want me to email that to you or fax it to you?
You can fax it.
Fax it, okay.
I mean, I have the business loan application here. I don't know. Everything here,
sure, that's fine. If you want to use that, that's fine. Otherwise, I have a more specific application. It's up to you. If you want to use the one I sent you, you can do that as well. It's not a problem.
Yeah, let's do that one. More specific.
Okay, sure. And I can actually use that same application and transpose it over to the equipment financing loan for you as well. So I only need that one application back, not two. But what was your fax number, Tim?
269-350-7817.
7817, all right. And what was the number for the business? I just have the number that you called in from, it looks like.
269-489-4060.
1020? 4060. 4060, sorry about that. The phone had cut out. And I guess while we're at it, do you use email or do you just want to stick with the fax there?
Yeah, my email, you can do thall, T-H-A-L-L, at hall-associatesllc.com.
Associates@llc.com. All right. And yeah, I think, Tim, we're going to be able to accomplish everything you're looking to do here and keep it all in-house, with Bank of Cardiff, so you have one source. I'll be the guy you talk to, and our approvals come back fairly quick. I can have an approval on equipment sometimes in just a couple hours. The working capital is usually the following day. It's a little bit more intel as far as the information they look at, but I'll outline everything we need on the email I sent to you. And if you want to go ahead and print off those quotes off the internet that you have for the trailers and include those, that'll be fine. Other than that, we'd probably want to look at 6 months of bank statements just to capture the current cash flow of the business, your most recent tax return, those quotes like I mentioned, and then just your application back. And that's really all I need to get your approvals.
Yeah, so what kind of rates do you guys offer?
For equipment, I mean, I think the lowest I've seen in a while is around a 3.7. For a startup company, they can obviously get much higher in the teens. But I think in your case, as long as everything looks good on paper, they look at so many factors. They look at time of business, industry type. We work with the transportation industry a lot, so we're familiar with that. And
it's funny, because other guys, as soon as I say transportation company, they hang up.
Really? No, actually, you've got the right guy here at Bank of Cardiff. I actually work in the titled vehicle department. I do a lot of loans. So I got a lot of vendors I work with out of Texas and in California as well. Actually, a few in Michigan too, now that I think of it. But I haven't talked to those guys in a while. I guess they might be a little slow. But we work with the transportation industry all the time. I will be candid with you. It was an industry that was a little that we were kind of steering away from. Not really steering away from. We shouldn't do a lot of financing in, but we've opened up our doors to it, and it's a major industry that we work with at this point. We have no problem working with that. And as far as working capital goes, we understand your margins can be a little tight for the fuel costs and stuff like that, but it makes sense, and we understand that, and we try not to overextend a company. That's why I say we'll usually only lend around 6 to 10% of your annual sales on that initial amount, just to make sure that when you're paying us back, you're netting at least 94 to 96% of your sales back with that, based off your current business. Obviously, if we get a couple trailers in there, you're going to hire a couple drivers or be able to pick up some more loads. Your revenue is just going to increase at that point. So, and that only makes sense to us. So, we'll definitely keep that in mind.
And what's the rate for the operating?
For the working capital, it actually is a shorter-term loan option, probably a maximum of 18 months. To set the right expectations, though, I would say with the first loan, it might be anywhere from... I mean, you'll have an option to take a shorter term if you want to, but the maximum term might be only about 12 to 14 months. And they don't have an APR associated with it. It's not an annualized loan, so I can't say it's 6% or 2% or anything like that. But what they have for the cost is called a factor rate. So it's just a fixed cost you end up paying for the funds. Just to use a good round number to work with, if you were to take $10,000 out, you can expect to pay back anywhere from around $12,000 to $14,000 in that ballpark, just depending on the term.
20%.
Well, of the actual funds, I mean, it could be anywhere from 10 cents on the dollar to 27 cents on the dollar in that ballpark. If it goes past a year, it wouldn't be obviously 20%. It'd be adding on those other months there. But it's I guess the best way to look at it is if you were to compare it to a longer term loan, like 3 to 5 years, it usually comes back equivalent to a rate of 6 to 8%. But it's obviously just much shorter, and it's a fixed cost that you pay. If you do get a chance to pay off early, or if that's something that's an option for you guys, they do give you early payoff benefits. I think one of the best ones I've seen is up to 25% of the remaining cost. But there's a lot of different early payoff benefits too. I would know more once I got the approval.
Right. That's not the same as a credit card. Is that the cash advance or credit card?
These credit cards are quite a bit more expensive because they're compounding interest. It's a fixed cost you pay on the working capital. But if you wanted to just look into the equipment for now, I mean, the working capital is an option for you. We do have lines of credit as well that are based off an APR, and I get those approvals from time to time. But I think once we looked into the equipment and I saw the credit situation and everything at that point, I'd be able to give you a better idea of what you can expect as far as working capital if you wanted to hold off on that until we get an equipment approval for you.
Yeah. No, I mean, you might as well look at it too. It's just, I'm kind of shocked it's that high. But.
Okay, well, yeah, there's an obligation to take it. You know, if you get, once I get the approval, it'll at least give me some terms and numbers, and if it if something works out for you, great. If it's not, then you've got it in your back pocket, and hopefully you'll qualify for something to work out for you guys. I think you will based off what you told me, but I'm not the bean counter back there, so I don't know off the top of my head until I get those answers.
Okay.
But I'll fax this to you, and I'll email it to you as well, Tim. And you've got my direct number, so check your email here and just check your fax. It should show up here in about 5 minutes is all.
All right, thanks a lot.
You too. I'll talk to you soon. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Bye.